John Walden, Colorado Springs here. Have you ever noticed 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10, where he says, "The elements shall melt with fervent heat"? The whole verse says, "The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." And verse 11 says, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" When I was a boy, a man who was an infidel, they called him in those days, who didn't believe the Bible, scoffed and sneered at this verse. He said, "This is perfectly ridiculous. We know that there are some of the elements that cannot be melted." Well, we know better now, don't we? We're painfully aware of the possibility of melting all kinds of elements now. A friend of mine, contractor, built the tower that was used at the detonation of the first atom bomb. And while it was built out of 6-inch channel steel, the next day after the test, the entire tower was evaporated, and there was a crater left there, and all around this crater, the sand had been turned to glass. Yes, we know that the elements can be melted with fervent heat now. And yet, it is not man who will destroy the earth. You need not fear this. This is God's prerogative. God created this world, and he's going to keep it here until the time comes for its destruction. Now, there's just one reason for the melting of this earth with fervent heat, and the earth and the works therein to be burned up. And that reason is sin. Earth, and even heaven itself, for that matter, has been defiled by sin. And yet, although God must destroy all of this that has been defiled by sin, we, the sinners, can be spared this destruction. The Lord Jesus came and suffered at Calvary's cross in order that our sins might be put away, that we might escape from the city of destruction, that we might be spared for the new heavens and the new earth. Now the Lord says, "Seeing that you know this, that all these things are going to be destroyed and dissolved, what kind of people ought you to be?" Well, let me suggest, first of all, that we ought to be a thankful people. If you haven't anything else to be thankful for, my brother and sister, thank God today that when this earth is burned up, you'll have another place. You'll be safe with the Lord. And then be thankful that we have something more than this earth. Be thankful that everything that we have isn't tied up in this earth. Or if it is tied up in this earth, maybe you better get it invested someplace where it's going to last. I can't imagine Abraham buying the First National Bank corner in Sodom when the Lord had told him that he was going to burn the city up. There's something wrong with us as Christians when we're laying up treasures here on earth. Let's be thankful that we have something more than this earth. Real estate? Brother and sister, this isn't real estate. Our real estate is in the new kingdom. Then what kind of people ought we to be? We ought to be a holy people. We ought to be a holy people because we don't belong to this world. We belong to another world that will endure. We ought to be a concerned people, concerned about the souls of the unsaved. If you know that a house is on fire, if you know that an explosion is imminent, wouldn't you try to get the people out of that building? And you and I know that these things are going to happen. Therefore, we ought to be trying to win souls to Christ. We ought to be very disinterested in things. But we ought to be very interested in souls. And furthermore, we ought to be an expectant people because we know that before this is going to happen, the Lord will take us out. Just as he sent the angels to take Lot and his family out of Sodom, so the Lord Jesus himself is going to come to take away his people before the days of judgment fall upon this earth. Let's be the kind of people who believe this. Lord, bless thy word to us. Save the lost, we pray. And again we pray that thy children will be the kind of people that we ought to be, seeing that all these things shall be dissolved. Take our thanks for our Savior in his name. Amen.